olive press, until you make for the top of your olive press like an arch. In other words, you build it up again, that I'll be able to plant on top. Now, ha-koisel v'yo'ilon she'nofu l'rishos harabim. Somebody's wall or somebody's tree fell down and went into the rishos harabim. V'ezek, and now somebody hurt himself, is potim l'shalim. The owner of the tree or the wall, they're potim l'shalim. Potim, they're called an honest.
Like it wasn't their fault that it caved in, they didn't realize it. So therefore, right now, they're potim. If anybody trips over it, they're an honest.
What's going to be though? Nos no is the man look at Elon. Let's say Bezdin knew this tree was a weak tree, and they warn you and they told you you better chop it down by 30 days, or else Philister as a kaisel. They gave you 30 days to knock down your wall, 30 days to knock down your wall, and now it depends. Vinof lebutechas man. If the wall or tree falls down within these 30 days, Potter. Then again, you called like an honest. If anybody gets damaged, you're potter. But the yachar azman chayiv, let's say the wall or tree caves down after the 30 days, then you're not an honest. It's your fault. You should have chopped it down before. Therefore, you're chayiv. Now, mi shohayu koisloi somach leginas chaveroi. Somebody has his wall near his friend's gina, near his friend's garden. Vinofol, and now your wall, the bricks, cave down and lands in the other person's garden. V'yomaloi, ponayavnecho, now the Bal Hagina tells the one that owns these stones, take them away, clean them up for my property. V'yomaloi, and the owner of the stone says, Higayucho, listen, keep them already, they're in your property, you can keep the stones. Lachorizain shemimaloi, and Misaradin, he's wrong, the owner. The Bal Hagina could tell him, I don't want your stones here, clean up my yard, I don't want them in my yard. What's going to be though, Mishakibul Olav, let's say the Bal Hagina accepted upon himself, yes, I'll keep your stones and I'll take care of them. Then, Omaloi, now the Balabos feels bad and he tells them, listen, Helech es yitziyasecho, I'll pay you for the money you spent to have it cleaned up. Vaniyetu l'shli, but give me back my stones. Ein shemem loy, we don't listen to the Balabos anymore. Like once you told the Bal Hagina, he can keep it. And he said, okay, see he's zochering it, it's his now. And therefore you can't get it back anymore. What about you hired a worker that he should work for you in your straw, your stubble there, to put together the straw. At the end of the day, the worker said, listen, give me my paycheck. So the Balabas tells him, you know what? I don't want to pay you money, but rather take the straw. That you worked in today, keep it. So the halacha is, ein shemim aloi. The worker does not have to listen to the balabos. By a worker, there's a locha that you have to pay him money. You cannot even give him shove kesev unless he agrees. But if he wants to, he has a right to get the money. So therefore here, if the worker says, I don't want the shove kesev, I want the money, you have to pay him back money. What about Misha Kibbalolov? Let's say the worker agreed, and the worker said, okay, we'll take this straw for our pay. Now, v'yomaloi, helech scharcho, let's say now the Balabas changed his mind and he told the workers, listen, let me have back my straw and I'll pay you money. The halacha is, ein shemim aloi. We do not listen to the Balabas anymore. Again, since he told the workers they could have it and they agreed, that corner it's like this. Now the Balabas has the right to get it back. Now the Gemara says, nifchaso. You said now at the beginning of the Mishnah when the Beis Habad, the olive press, when the roof of it caved in. So how much of it caved in? So Rav Vama Baruba has to be Roiv of the wine press, of the olive press caved in. Or Shmuel Vama Biabo, like we once had before, this machlokes by Adira. Shmuel says no, as long as four tefachim of it cave in, he has a right to say, I'm going to plant in your property. Rav Vama Baruba, why Avo Biabo? But if it's only caved in four tefachim, that's not a taina, because Adam Zeraya Chetzi of Lamata veChetzi of Lamala. It could be you have to plant what's good on top. And whatever caved in, that much you plant on the bottom. But you have no right to do all the planting on the bottom. We have a right to tell him that you have to do part on top and part on bottom. So therefore, only if it's Baruba caved in, then you have this right. Less than Baruba, you don't have the right to use the downstairs. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Biyarbo, no, even with four tefachim, you have a right to use the downstairs. Why? Because Ein Odom Zareya Chetzi of Lamata v'Chetzi of Lamala. People don't like to have to plant the two parts. Like plant upstairs and plant downstairs, people don't like that. So that's a good time, Nadina Mumnis, he has a right to use your property. The Mora says, Utsricha, I need now both these times, we had this in Machlokes twice. We had a machlekes before by a dira, where the upstairs, where the roof caves in, well, I mean, where the bottom roof caves in, and we had a shal now where this olive press caves in by planting. So Mar says we need both machlekes in. In the Yashmin and Dira, we only hear the first case by Dira, we're in upstairs and downstairs, and the roof came, and the first one ceilings caved in. Over there, by living, Shmuel holds once it caved in, for Tvachim, you have a right to complain, because people don't like to live upstairs and downstairs. Avalinyan Zaria, but Stanagay at the planting. Some people do plant a little bit here and a little bit there. Therefore, when they get to planting, maybe I would say this svara that it doesn't bother you. So that's why I need a tzrich. Even here also, he also does bother the person. Again, in Moedr Leil Rav, so Kamashma, no, Shmuel still argues. V'yitma b'hach, we only would have said the case of by living, but by planting, b'hach koma Rav. Maybe over here he would murder. Since there are two svaras here between living and between planting, that's why I need the machlokes both places. Then the Mishnah says, "Nos nulo zman." If Bezdin gives you a time limit when you're supposed to cut it down, so the kama zman Bezdin, how long is the zman of Bezdin? Amar Rav Yochanan, 30 days. Then it says, Mishoy Koisloi, if you have your wall next to your neighbor, and your wall fell into your neighbor's reshus. So Mor says, O Midik Tony Sefer, this is as in the Sefer. Heilich Yitzir Secha. So listen, when the Balabas changed his mind, he said, listen, you already, like, cleaned them up, and had the money, you spent the money to clean it up, I'll pay you for the money that you spent, and give them back to me. So the Mishnah says, no, we don't listen to the Balabas anymore, because the Bal Hagina was already Zerker in it. So Gemara makes a diyek, Michlal de Peninu Askinen. We're talking about that the Bal Hagina, the one of the garden, already cleaned it up already. So now, Taimo de Peninu. You know why the Bal Hagina is Kani Noah? He has a right to keep these stones because he already did an action of cleaning them up. It's Mashmo Holoi Peninu. Let's say the Bal Hagina did not clean up these stones yet. Loi. Then the Balabas has the right to ask for them back. Then the Bal Hagina is not Kano these stones. So the question is why? Amai, v'tikna lei sodeyu. Since lemaisa these stones, these bricks, fell into the soda of the Bal Hagina, so his soda should be koina for him. Diomer Reb Yosi Rabbi Chanina, chatzei rosh elodim koina lo shlemi daitoi. Listen, your chatzer is koina for you even without your das. It's a schus for you, so zochen liodim shlemi fona, but should be yours. So Mor says, Hani mili heichod to call mechavan lak nulei. That's only if he had real intentions of being magnerit. Abul hoch ish demutil to call mishtamit lei. In other words, when is your chotzer kona for you, where the original owner really wants to give it over to you, or it's shalhefka? Then we say what comes into your chotzer becomes yours. But over here, I would think that over here we would say like this, that the owner, when he told the Bal Hagina, listen, keep the stones, maybe Shtemut HaKomashtava means he didn't really mean to give it over to you that you could keep it. It just meant to say, you're coming to complaints now that I should clean up my stones. No, I don't want to take the responsibility right now. I'll throw it back to you. That's called the Shtemut HaKomashtava. I'm just throwing it away from you. In other words, like, I don't really mean maybe that you can keep it. I only meant to say, I don't want to be responsible now for cleaning it up. So therefore, since it's not 100% that the Balabas really wants to give it over to the Bal Hagina, so Stam Yechotzer would not be kind for you. Here you would have to do an action. When you yourself do the action of cleaning up the stones, that shows us that you really mean to keep it, and therefore that's your kinyan, then the Balabas cannot change his mind anymore. But as long as you did not make a real kinyan in it, then we still have this svara, maybe you and the Balabas really don't have a das to give it over, and you to be kind of, he still wants it, so therefore he could be chaser and speak out that really he wants it. Now the Mishnah says, if you hired somebody to work for you with your straw, and then you tell him take the straw for your pay, so ain't shame malay. So Mar says, I need the two chidushim, two cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says it by straw, and the Mishnah before said it by these bricks. So it's like this. The Yashmin Elahach Kamaisa. We would have just heard the Chiddush, the first case, by the bricks falling into the Bal Hagina. The Chikom Lehigiecho. When the Balabas told the Bal Hagina, you clean it up, don't bother me. So he's saying Shem Maloi that the Bal Hagina has a right to tell the Balabas nothing doing. I want you to clean it up. Because he doesn't know you anything. Since the Baal HaBos doesn't know you anything, so therefore, like, the Baal HaBos has no right to tell you to clean up these stones. He has to clean it up himself. But over here, that somebody worked for you. And the Maitre, now you owe him money. So maybe now the Baal HaBos has a right to say, listen, true, I owe you, but I owe it to you, so I want to pay you what I want. I want to pay you from straw. Maybe I have a right to pay you from straw. So Kamash Mula knows that still the Poel has a right to say, nothing doing, I want money, not straw. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Avalocha, this le agra gabei. Eim Hashem mule. Maybe over here we do have to listen to the Baal HaBos. The Yamrinch, because people say, Mimorer Shosecha, Pori Yefra. So that means Rashi said, Mimorer Rishecha mean, Mibal Chavecha. From somebody from the Leiva that owes you money, Pori Yefra means, Afil Noesle Subim Kiblam. Even if he gives you Subim, the shaft of the wheat, take it. In other words, if the Leiva is paying you back, no matter what he pays you back, take it. So I would have thought to say here also, by your worker, the Baal HaBos has the right to give him anything. Kamashmula, no, the worker has the right to say, I want money, and I'm not taking back this drawer for my pay. And the Ashmin and Hochav, would have just heard the case by the worker. Here by the worker, once he accepted upon himself, he has no right to take it back anymore, the Baal HaBos. Because the Baal HaBos owes him something. But since the Baal HaBos owes the worker, so once the Baal HaBos says, take the straw, and the worker accepts it, so it's a strong deal, because you owe him something. See, so you can't get it back anymore. But in the first case, by the bricks, where the Baal of the bricks does not owe anything to the Baal Hagina. So maybe even later, when the Baal HaBos changes his mind and says he wants the stones back, he has the right to get them back. Maybe we would listen to him to give the stones back. That's why I need the first case know that even in the case of stones, once the Baal HaBos tells him you could keep it, and like we said before, he made a Maisa Kinyan, he collected the stones, then the Baal HaBos cannot get it back. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein Shemuloi." We do not listen to him. Zmeres Takash Ivo Tanya Shemuloi. Learned another brisa. We do listen to him. In the case where you told your worker, take what you worked. So our Mishnah says, when the Baal HaBos tells the worker, take the straw that you worked by, the worker has the right to say, nothing doing, I want money. And another brisa we learned, Shemuloi. Yes, we do listen to the Baal HaBos. You have to take straw. So Rav Nachman Lakasha, I'll tell you, kan b'shaloi, kan b'shal chaveroi. It depends where this worker worked. Where did he do the work? B'shal chaveroi, Rashi says, shoyso melechas chaveroi shem emaloi. That if you showed the worker to work by somebody else, now when you pay that worker, you have a right to pay him from the straw. You do not have to pay him back the money. Our Mishnah that says we do not listen to the Baal HaBos means in a case where he worked for you and your property. So where is the kasha? What's the difference though? Oh, Malay Rabbi Rav Nachman, Bishaloi my timer. What's the reason when this worker worked by you that you have to pay him money and not straw? The oh, Malay, the worker has a right to say back to you, Agro Lecho, listen, you owe me money. You have to pay me for the work that I did, and you can't get away with giving me the straw. If so, the Gemara asks, Bishachadei Renami, the same svara should apply when you showed him to work in somebody else's field. Schor Yolov, you also have to pay him. The Tani we learned, Hasoich Resa Poyolasish Bishalai, if you hired a worker that he was supposed to work by you. Feheru Bishachadei Renami, when it came to do the actual work, you showed him work in somebody else's field, so you had him work by somebody else. So locker is noisin loy schorim mishalim. You, the one that hired him, has to pay him for the day's work. And then you have a right to get back the money from the Baal HaBos according to how much enjoyment you had. But our koponim, you see that if you hire a worker and you make him work by somebody else, you have to pay him. So since you have to pay him, why can you get away by paying him the straw, what he worked with? You should have to pay him money. So where it says, Elo Amarav Nachman, but Nachman answers like this, like Kashi, there's no steer between our Mishnah and this Braisa. Kan Bishaloi, Kan Bishal Hefker. When he's working for you, you have to pay him, then you have to give him money. And the second, the Brice is talking about where he worked in Hefka. So in Hefka, his pay is he keeps what is Zeicha from Hefka. So Rashi learns Vishal Hefka means, like if you tell him to work in Hefka Dika field, a field that belongs to nobody, so Shem Malay. Then when the Balabas says, listen, you keep it, Diyamalay Kshini Beyat. And the Baal HaBas says, listen, you're working in this Hefka field, whatever you cut off belongs to you. Because to me, to the Baal HaBas, it doesn't belong to me. And Rashi says, Rav Nachman L'taymei, the Yom Aliyah that he said before in Daf Yud, HaMagviya Metziah L'chaveru L'kona Chaveroi. If I tell you to pick up a Metziah for me, it's not Kona for me, because Ein Adam Chav, you can't be Zoycha for me, V'makam Shechav L'cherim. So therefore, when you do the work in this field, when you cut off or pick up the chveitzim, it belongs to you. So since whatever is there belongs to you, it doesn't belong to me, here the Baal HaBas never has a chiyuv to pay you. So therefore, for your work, you just keep what you're working with. But now a Mishnah, we're talking about who is working for you, or on property that somebody owns, so then the property belongs to the owner. Just the worker has the right to collect his money from the Baal HaBas, therefore the Baal HaBas has to pay him a dafka back money and cannot pay him with the things that he's working with. Alright, turn over. Rabbi asked the question, Eisvei Rova l'Rav Nachman. So Rabbi asked the question back to Rav Nachman. It says, Metzias Poyel Liatzmoy. When a poyel, a worker for you, if he finds a Metziah, he's allowed to keep it for himself. Amosai, when is this? If he finds an object from Hefka like, he's allowed to keep it. Bizman Shomel, Balabayas, Nachesh Mihayoim, Oyedri Mihayoim. The Baal HaBas told him, work for me today, but he told him exactly what work to do. He told him, Eber, he told him, like, to prune the field or to plow the field. Avramamaloi, Aseimi Melocha Hayoim, I want you to work for me today. I don't say exactly what type of work. Mashma, anything you're doing, you're working for me. Then the locher is mitziyos al balabayis. If the poyel finds something, it goes straight to the Baal HaBas. So what do we see from here? That even though you're a worker and you're picking up something from Hefka, we do not say the svara that what you pick up belongs to you, and the Baal HaBas does not receive it. But no, like yad poyel kiyad balabayis dami. Whatever the poyel picks up, automatically goes straight back to the Baal HaBas. So back to the kash, even if you send the worker to work in Hefka, it should also be the same halacha, that when he's working in Hefka, whatever he picks up belongs to you, belongs to the owner. Yad poyel ki yad balabayis. And therefore the Baal HaBas has to pay him like a regular worker, so he should have to pay him money, so it's a stira. How come our Mishnah says you have to pay money, and the Braisa says you have a right to pay him even from the straw, whatever he's working in? Gemara answers, Elo amar Rav Nachman lekasho, kan bi akbo, kan bi haboto. One case is where he picked it up, and one case is where he just looked at it. Habotim means just staring at it. So Rashi says, like when he picked it up, so then Lamaisa, it's Yad Perk, Yad Balabais. That's the case of our Mishnah. That even though it's for Shalhefka, but once the poil picks it up, it's like the Baal HaBas owns it. If the Baal HaBas owns it, so you have a worker working for you, you have to pay money. But here in the Braisa, where the worker did not pick it up, so it never became yours. He was only like watching it or throwing something on top of it, but it never really picked it up. So therefore, the poel is not zeicher in it, and then the Baal HaBas is not zeicher in it. So here, the Baal HaBas has the right to say, I'm not going to pay you. I didn't get anything yet. It's not mine yet. So therefore, you go and take it and keep it for yourself. Now the Gemara says, Tanoihi. It's really machlekes tanoim if there's such a kinyan of habota behefka. If you're just watching hefka or while looking at it, does it become yours or not? It's not learned like this. Shomrei Sviche Shvis, on the 7th year of Shemitah, on Shemitah year, so the people used to watch the Svichim. That means the vegetables that grow by itself, or the wheat that grows by itself. So either they're watching here the barley, the Tzarech, the Minchas Omer, or else they're watching Chitim, the wheat, the Tzarech Shtei Alechem, because of the Shtei Alechem. The Zadalach of these people that were watching it, Neutlen Schorim Mitrumat Aleshcha. Like they're watching the Tzarech Bezdin in order to bring it for the Korban Sibur, so therefore they get paid from the Trumat HaLeshcha. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Haroitze Misnadehu. Whoever wants to, he could come and watch it, V'shay Mechinam, and he'll do it for free. Like the Kanakama says he has to be paid by Trumat HaLeshcha, and Rabbi Yossi says no, whoever wants to, on his own, could come and be a Shay Mechinam to watch it. Omru lois echom said back to Rabbi Yossi, Ataroy McCain, you say like this. If so, ain't boy Michel Tzibur. You should know it's not going to come Mishel Tzibur. And the Loch Riz, the Korban Oimer, or the Shtel Lechem, has to come Mishel Tzibur. It can't come from a private person. So we have to be afraid if he's doing the Shem Echinam, it's going to be his, and he's giving it over to Bezdin. So Mar says, so what's the machlokes over here? My love, isn't it? B'hokimiflgi. The Tanakam is over Habot, the Behefka Koni. That when the Shem Echinam watches it, just watching over it makes it his. There's a kinyan here. So therefore, if we pay him for it, so we're like buying it off him, therefore it belongs to Tzibur. He's like working for us. But if we don't pay him, so then like when he's kohen, it's like his own. So now he's giving over his own wheat or his own barley for the korban omer or for the shtei lechem, and that you can't do. It has to come in Hatzibur, not from a yochid. For Rabbi Yossi holds, no, ha'bot tebehefka lekoni. Listen, all this person is doing is just watching these tzvichim for you. He's only watching the barley and the wheat. He didn't pick it up. He's not koner it. It's only ha'bot, he's only looking, watching it. So Rabbi Yossi holds, that's not a kinyan anyway. Therefore, v'chiyazli sover umaisi, hash to the kozochi bay. When the shliach tzibur, when the bezdin comes to collect it, to gather it together, that's when there's the kinyan. And that's being done for the tzibur. So it's not a problem of a yochid giving it over to the rabbin. So now, umah toimer, what does it mean to say? What's umah toimer? That hochi kamrlei, midvorecho lidvorenu, that according to your words, according to us, ein oimer shtei lechem boi mishal tzibur. The Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi, according to you, that the way we hold, that habot debefker is kono, so this shomer, if he's going to be a free shomer, he's going to be kono it for himself, and therefore he's going to be giving it over to us, so be Michel Yochid, and that can't be, it has to be Michel Tzibur. So the Chur, you see, it's a machoikas tanoim, if habot, if watching hefker, is a kinyan or not. Therefore, the Lashon again before was, midvorecho, lidvorenu, midachom said back to Rabbi Yossi, according to your words, that you say is a Shem Echinam, and according to us, that we hold the Rizik Kinyan of Hefka, Habot of Hefka, so Eino Eimer Shtelechem, Boi Yimishel Tzibur. So Mar says, no, Omar Rav Aloy, it could be the Kula Yalm, everybody holds, Habot of Hefka Koni, could be everybody holds. If you just look, stare, and watch something of Hefka, that's a Kinyan. Vocher over here, Chashinon, Shem Aloy Yimoschem, Yofa Yofa Kimiflugi. Here the Machleike says, when this Shomer gives it over to the Tzibur, does he really mean to be Machner to the Tzibur B'Leib Sholem? That he wants it to be Mishal Tzibur? And the Rabbanim say, no, we're afraid when he gives it over, he doesn't mean B'Leib Sholem. The Rashi says, the Noyach Loish Yakrivenu Mishalai, he would rather have it on his Cheshbin that they brought the Shtei Lechem or the Omer from his. So that's the Machleike over here. The Rabbanan Savri Yavin and Layagra, the Rabbanan say we have to pay this Shomer. The Loi, because if we don't pay him, Chashinah, we have to be afraid, Shem Aloy Yimoskram Yofa Yofa. Maybe after this Shomer is Kono, since we're going now Habot of Efker is Kono, so when he gives it over to the Tzibur, he will not give it over B'Leiv Shalom, he's still going to want to keep it for himself. That's the Chachom's Chashash. Rabbi Yossi Sova, Loi Chashinon, Shem Aloy Yimoskram Yofa Yofa. Yossi says, no, I'm not afraid. Since the Shomer now is giving it over to the Tzibur, he's saying it should be a Korban Tzibur, so we're not afraid he's not going to give it over for Leiv Sholem. Then the Morse says, Umah Toimer, what did the Chum mean to say to Rabbi Yossi? Hochi Karmelet, this is what he meant to say. Midvarech, according to your Dvorim, that you say you're not afraid, Lidvarenu, but according to us, Chashinon. Now, it's according to us that we are afraid maybe he won't give it over, B'Leiv Sholem. If so, Shemeli Mosim Yofa Yofa, so then Ein Oimer Shtei Lechem Boi Mishal Tzibur. We have to be afraid then that it won't be coming from Tzibur. That's what the Chum say, that it's possible. That you have to pay money, it can't be done with the Shomer Chinam. Ika the army, some say, Rav Amarava said, the Kula Yalma, Habot Tebehefka Lekanya, everybody holds, Habot Tebehefka is not Konoi. The Hochir says, what's the machlokes then over here? Why can't you give it to a Shem Echinam? V'hochir b'chashina l'balei zroyis kamiflugi. So we have to be afraid of a balei zroyis. It means strong people. Rashi says, shim loy noitzi alei